Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avantcard. With personalised pricing, our rates are made for you.
We are joined, though, by Anthony Jordan from the Farmers Journal. Afternoon, Anthony.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Now, as everybody knows, the weather is atrocious, at least on this coast. Everyone on the West Coast says it's absolutely balmy. But that means, for farmers, that means the cattle are going indoors now.
Yes. So I'd say the last 2 weeks, the back has been broken on getting cattle in, excusing the terminology. I think a lot has... I suppose from our point of view in the west of Ireland, a lot of suckler cows have been in now in the last 2 weeks, and I suppose this week the kind of cold spell has come, there's a bit more rain, and I suppose a lot more will be going in. So what that does signal and start is the beginning of, I suppose, feeding cattle at night, the early evenings. Bring in silage in, all that kind of stuff begins now. And how long the winter is, of course, as we found out this year, depends on how bad the spring is in 2019. We're hoping, obviously, for the shortest winter possible, getting the animals out to pasture and out to grass in I suppose from certain parts of the country in April or March. For us this year, it was nearly May, which is kind of unheard of. So it's the start of what is the winter months.
And it must be a nervous winter, given what you just said there, because given the mixed weather we had up until now, they're going to run out of food.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, this year we've seen the so-called fodder crisis, where there was a fodder shortage across the country. 20% of farmers, I think, were in fodder deficit at one stage in 2018. Now, that's down to 1%, which is a lot, which is a great improvement. A lot of people made a lot of fodder plans during the year. A lot of farmers did, in terms of maybe reducing stock numbers or in terms of buying in fodder. So obviously it's always in people's minds, because fodder is money at the end of the day. If you have to buy it in, it eats into your profits, and dairy farmers found that a lot this year, and so did suckler farmers. We had a burning summer where a lot of grass wasn't growing, so it was a very, very difficult weather conditions during the year, and we don't want to see that again in 2019. But again, you just don't know, because we're at the mercy of weather in Ireland.
Yeah. Next spring, hopefully, which will come in February or something like that.
Please God. Please God. For all our sakes.
They're looking for a lot of milkers and calf rearers. Why is that?
Yeah. So I suppose this week's Farmers Journal, we have our Agri-Jobs Focus. It was a 2-month study across the industry. And what we found was that farmers need labour. There has been a labour shortage now for the last number of years across agriculture, and there's a number of reasons for that. Obviously, there's a pull into construction. There is, I suppose, as the economy gets better, there'll be jobs in other parts of the economy. So next spring, FRS are forecasting that there's a couple of hundred jobs required in different parts of the dairy industry. That's in kind of across milkers, calf rearers, general farm operatives. So if anybody does want to get stuck in, there's jobs there for them.
That's interesting. Now, and has there been any indication of people being imported from other countries to fill these roles?
Well,
because
yeah,
we heard today about the construction industry is going to face the same problem in the future.
So funny enough, back in June there was, or it was during the year, it was in summer anyway, that there was legislation passed on foot of, I suppose, campaigning from the IFA to the Department of Business, Enterprise and Innovation and the Department of Agriculture to get 800 non-EEA work permits validated, so workers could come over to work in the horticulture sector, in meat factories and on dairy farms. And what that was to do was to ease the pressures, the labour pressures that are kind of in meat factories, in horticulture, which badly need labourers, and on farms. At the end of the day, farming is a tough job, and there's only so much one person can do, one woman or man can do on a farm, and you need workers there with you, especially with the dairy expansion in Ireland. So getting more workers in the yard is what's required, and they just aren't there at the moment, and that's why we need these jobs.
Meanwhile, in Kildare, they had Dairy Day. What's Dairy Day?
Yes, so the Farmers Journal Dairy Day was held yesterday. 4,500 people turned up to it. It was people from across the industry. Basically, what the day was a sort of a conference where there was numerous speakers on different panels discussing things from calf rearing to climate change. And there was also exhibitors there where people could face-to-face interactions with them, different products they could, I suppose, they could improve their farm. It's an annual event. It started last year. And one of the really interesting kind of new aspects of it is the calf to Wainland shed talk. It was given by our vet, Tommy Heffernan and William Conlon. And basically it went through from calving to calving, from calving to Wainland, for kind of calf health and cow health. One of the pictures you have there in front of you is a model cow that we have. And it basically was showing farmers how to, I suppose, the best way to calf a cow. If you talk to any farmer across, but have you ever calved cow? Have you ever tried to calf a cow?
No. I've seen it happen.
It's tough going. Yeah. It is tough going. I tell you, there's nothing more lonely than getting up on a January, on a cold January night at 3 o'clock in the morning to a cow that's calfing and the calf too big for the, to come out in the cow.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a, I mean, like, it's a lonely place to be in. It's tough work calfing a cow. And farmers don't want to if at all possible, have a C-section because it costs money.
Yeah.
But then you don't want to lose the calf either. And I mean, there's nothing more demoralising than losing a calf. There's just something about it that's it's a lonely place to be when you're after struggling to get a calf out of a cow, and not even for your own physical struggle, but for the just the fact that you've lost a life in your farm.
Yeah.
So that talk was very, very interesting. And it kind of, I suppose it just honed in on the little details of how best to maximise, I suppose, the life on your farm. And it was very interesting. From even from my own point of view, looking at it, it was great.
Yeah. Now, good news for vegetarians, bad news for farmers.
Veggie steaks
are now in Tesco's.
It's an interesting
one. I'm surprised
that
hasn't been there before, actually.
I wish I could get you a colour picture, but we have a picture here in front of us of it.
Yeah.
Now, it kind of looks, with the colour picture, it looks like a poor man's, a poor cousin or a less attractive cousin of the real steak, in my opinion, anyways. it's available across 42 Tesco stores at the moment, and it's made from soy and wheat protein. Now, it was made by a Dutch manufacturer called Vivera. Excuse my pronunciations if I'm pronouncing it wrong, but basically what's interesting is the length, I suppose, they've gone to make it steak-like.
Yeah.
So they've used plant-based colorants to create a pink center, which sort of
looks steak-like.
Yeah, I suppose you have to admire the innovation of it all. But I mean, look, it's just one more challenge that suckler farmers or farmers in general have to compete with.
Does it taste like steak?
Well, I can't speak for that because I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't tried it. I don't think I will be trying it, to be honest with you. And I say steak as well in loosely terms. That there has been a lot of cases this year. There was one in France about calling animal products that aren't animal products, calling them like milk or any of that kind of stuff. And there has been cases in France and America about that. So it'll be interesting to see how the developments on that turn out.
Anthony Jordan from the Farmers Journal, thanks very much for coming into us.
Thank you, Sean.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avantcard. With personalised pricing, our rates are made for you.